The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
I've been calling for a strategy to deal with a growing terrorist threat since January, when ISIS came across the border in western Iraq. We have a very serious problem, and what we need is a strategy.
John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, on ISIS, front and center, the president taking to the airwaves, prime time, to discuss the strategy, perhaps the coalition, some other specifics of it, or maybe not as many specifics as we think. Either way, it's a prime time deal and needs support, I would assume. What about this trying to figure out what to do? Now we were 1 year ago bombing Syria. Now we're looking to arm Syrian rebels, which I think is a little bit of a tricky deal. And that's where we start this version of America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Hope you're doing well in whatever hamlet you hail from. Someone who's not doing well, and we'll talk about it, Ray Rice, and his wife reacting to the fact that his contract is over with the Ravens and he has been suspended by the NFL. And what's the blowback for the commissioner of the NFL over the slice of video that's been seen all over the place? Millions and millions of eyes, people who aren't even sports fans, but they're seeing domestic violence and cannot believe what they are watching. If you're listening to me in the Southwest, you might be cleaning up after some wild rains. There have been a couple of places that lately have been hammered, and especially Phoenix, Arizona. I mean, they were just clobbered. But there was actually a rail line between Vegas and Salt Lake City where a river swelled so high that it washed it away, you know, washed pieces of it away. And there are other stories like that, too, where in Utah, a national park, a river there was so brutal that they had to close a 50-mile stretch of Interstate 15 because the pavement was crumbling. It was just overwhelmed. It was just sogged from top to bottom. And so this was a really incredible flood, an incredible amount of rain. And there were traffic clog-ups and traffic diverted for miles and miles and miles in a major highway connecting Las Vegas and Salt Lake City. In fact, there were people that were saying that the traffic was so bad that at one point they decided it's such a standstill. Some people pulled over and they decided they were going to set up a barbecue. Can you imagine? Hey, look at those people. Didn't we see them 5 hours ago? There they are. They're doing the smart thing. And it's nasty looking. When you see the cars buried in the water, oh, it's got to be awful when that's your car. But the other way of looking at it is that you escaped and there were houses split in half and all kinds of crazy, crazy things that happened in a short amount of time because of the amount of rain that was dumped on the Southwest. In the meantime, you have other parts of the country that are dying to get as much water as possible. In Texas, it's like a major rain dance celebration when there's rain because the drought has really affected reservoirs in so many other areas. I mentioned the president's speech at the top of this. There's no question the one thing a lot of people will be looking for is the call to Saudi Arabia. And is Saudi Arabia cracking down at all to get ready for whatever the U.S. action is going to be? The one thing that we've discussed on America Tonight with people who have come on as guests, and some of you have called, is the fact that Saudi Arabia has to be involved. This is part of the problem. This is the missing part of the problem. Get Saudi Arabia and some of the other Arab nations involved, and that quells some of the conversation in talking about radical Muslims and jihadists versus, okay, this is our religion and problem is you have some very, very wealthy people in Saudi Arabia who would be part of giving money to and supporting a group like ISIS. So it's about separating all that. And that's why the Arab world is concerned. That's why some of these Arab, I'm going to call them leaders, are worried about it. Because of the impact it'll have in general on their lands. In the meantime, coming up, we've got another edition of We Can Count. It's about the numbers, and the numbers are pretty interesting to be sure. One number I won't mention, but we're just days away from the 13-year anniversary of 9/11. And there are all kinds of tributes that are being readied, and there's all kinds of people getting ready to remember people that they lost in New York or Shanksville or the Pentagon, and how awful that day was, where we saw the video over and over and over and over again. And at some point, for many people, it was just too tough to keep watching it, because everywhere you turned, that's what you saw, and got opinions on why didn't this happen, or how did the buildings fall, or whatever it might be. So we're going to have two conversations with two different people earlier in the show that will be posted up in the next couple of days on AmericaTonight.net. You can catch it there under What You Missed. We talked to a firefighter who still hasn't been back to see what's now in place of what used to be the towers, but is being coaxed into going back with some firefighter friends. His name is Joe Banana. And then the couple that we spoke to, whose daughter, Asia, was taken much too soon, as she was simply taking a vacation to swim with the dolphins, but she unfortunately was the flight coming at the Pentagon, rather, that did not make it, and she was a passenger on that plane. Now, many people forget there was a journalist, her name's Barbara Olson. She used to be on the Bill Maher show, and she was on that Pentagon plane. She was when he was really trying to balance out the people that he had that were liberal versus conservative, she would be the conservative he had on a lot on his show. And she was married to the lawyer Ted Olson, who's been involved in some pretty interesting cases of late, but he's found himself in a couple of tight spots, and was able to wiggle out of them. And he was married to Jordan and devastated after that happened. Said it was like any other day that started out, and she went to the airport and she's flying out, and unfortunately that was it. So we are very close to the 9/11 date that for many people, and for this year, because of some things opening at Ground Zero, could be a much bigger deal. And certainly in New York, they have all kinds of tributes that happen. They go and read the names of all of the fallen and ring bells down at what is now Ground Zero, the memorial. And it's really a touching ceremony to see. Hopefully you'll get a chance to see and hear a little bit of that through the tube, at least. Coming up, it's the numbers we can count. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. cases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention all listeners, are you ready for a free stock market webinar with PhilsGang.com? Join us September 13th at 12 noon Eastern for this live PhilsGang.com free webinar, valued at $75. You'll learn how to protect your principal in this Federal Reserve-controlled low-interest rate market by identifying moves before they happen. To register, simply go to LearnStocksForFree.com. LearnStocksForFree.com. Or call 877-642-64, promo code GCN. 877-642-64, promo code GCN.
I got a spare grand on you. Probably what that Apple Watch will cost, the Apple Watch and the new version of the iPhone. That's a lot of Apple fans that will spend that $1,000 because they'll want to get it right away. The iPhone 6, and you think of the different versions that they have with that, the iPhone 6 and the 16 gigabyte model, or the 64 gigabyte model, or the 128 gigabyte model. So it just depends on what you get. But the phones, because of the competition, I think the phones will be really, really big. It vibrates to let users know they've got a message or a notification from a source like Facebook. So it's got to have sensors in the back of the Apple Watch to monitor vital signs, heart rate, all that kind of stuff, because they wanted to be there for health and technology reasons. And they're pushing a bunch of their core things, the core elements, I think, of the smartwatch that has worked so well for others, including the fact that they've got different bands that you can use, a sport band and a leather band and a whole bunch of others. But now we're going to have on our wrists a smartphone that can tell you when you got an email. We're having like a technology nervous breakdown. At what point do you just have to put everything away? Recently I was with a friend and when we over the Labor Day weekend and had a couple days off, and we were out somewhere, and it was crazy how much our phones were going off and how much we were texting. And she finally said to me, you know, let's just put our phones away. If somebody needs to get a hold of us, too bad. I mean, we're not going to check email every 5 seconds. And because then you have those conversations where you do one of these, and you have no clue what the other person said because you're sort of trying to focus on them and focus on what you have to answer, what email you desperately have to answer. So I think we're at a crisis point of the technology, which some of it is so awesome. But at what point is enough enough? How many emails that are vital do you need to be getting to your wrist and on all your other devices? And I guarantee there will be plenty of people who will line up for it without a doubt. A 7-foot-long python found under a car near a California school. Boy, that would be scary. You step out and look down. Woo! This happened in Pescadero, California. The sheriffs there say they were called to help with this Burmese python that was under a parked car at a school. A woman spotted the snake near the elementary and military school and reported immediately. Was it a real threat to the people or not? The Humane Society, where it was diagnosed with an aggravated skin condition, said no, that it wasn't a big risk, but they would put it up for adoption or it'd be placed with a rescue group if no one comes forward to claim it. So did somebody just have it as a pet and throw it out? Ugh. I hate that when somebody does that. All right, this is a very freaky and sad story. So, spoiler alert, this does not have a happy ending. I mean, it doesn't. There was a show on television called Chicago Fire. One of the actresses from it, Molly Glynn, died after she was hit by a tree. I mean, of all the freaky things that can happen with you, she was with her husband and she was riding a bicycle. And she's riding a bicycle, and then a tree toppled as soon as a storm hit. She was riding her bike in a forest park, and it fell down and it killed her. And her husband was with her, and there was nothing he could do. He called 911, said his wife had been injured, but it was too late. They could not save her, and really right at the scene, it was pretty bad. So the good news is, and part of the numbers, is friends in that Chicago theater district raised over $140,000 for him because he said the couple was down to their last $70. They had like $70 in the bank. And she's got, they have two teenage sons. So sad for them. She is, survived by her husband and the two teenage sons. She was in a bunch of different things. You would recognize her face for sure. What I just mentioned, Chicago Fire, her latest thing, that she was in a whole bunch of them. She played a doctor on that series, and just a strange, sad thing, the tree falling down and hitting her. 46 years old, just 46 years old, which is amazing. It's just the timing thing. She happens to be riding, there's a storm, and what are you going to do? The tree comes down, and he couldn't, it had to be a terrible feeling for him. He could only try to be comforting in the last moments. There was nothing he could do to rescue her, and that would have to be just the worst feeling I can't even put myself in those shoes. I can't even imagine how awful that would be to try to figure that out. I mean, just a terrible, terrible thing. Then this new report comes out that says the Malaysian Airlines, which, by the way, I mentioned this the other day, is like a ghost town. Malaysian Flight 17 was likely down by what they're calling high-energy objects, according to the Dutch report. They're saying it was likely struck by these objects from outside the aircraft, which caused it to break up over the eastern Ukraine. That's the preliminary report on the aviation disaster. I mean, they stopped just short of saying the Boeing 777 was shot down by a missile, but its findings appear to point to that conclusion. It also did not say who might have been responsible. Could it be they like vodka? Could it be they're led by a ruler with the initials VP? Maybe. I mean, that's one of the most tragic things, and no answers for that. Nobody to get for that, no answers for that. Just lost lives, lost time, lost energy. Awful, awful, terrible, sad, sad thing that happened there. And to not have a true resolution to it. It's for no ownership to be taken and nobody to say, "Why, you can't do that. Why would you do that?" We just move past it. Did anyone know that? We just move past it. We're done with it. Nothing else has come up. Nothing at all. And speaking of coming up, this is our last one. The NFL boss, Ray Goodell, that's who that would be, said that he did not see the video. He didn't see the video in question, the elevator video, just the aftermath of what happened and a little snippet that he saw. So the Ravens running back, who had a two-game suspension into a possible career-ender, we don't know yet, because could they come back and try to appeal? And the answer is, yeah, they could, but would they do that? Roger Goodell announced that on the basis of the new evidence that became available today, he indefinitely suspended Ray Rice. So that's it for the Ravens. That's it for the NFL. Does somebody pick him up in a couple of years or no? And Goodell said, he did an interview with CBS that came on Tuesday night, and he said, "We assumed that there was a video. We asked for a video, but we were never granted that opportunity. We requested we get all the information." They're trying to put it on the Atlantic City cops, saying they didn't provide everything that we needed. We had information, and we couldn't take it further. But they should have reviewed that elevator video. Should have done it before initialing the preliminary initial punishment. It makes absolutely no sense. I mean, because the video is just so unbelievably deplorable, graphic, any word you want to use. And a lot of people are using a lot of words to describe that, trust me. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to the Brit. Peel Back the Onion with Andrew Szabo next on America Tonight.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
With Andrew Szabo, marketing, branding, and strategist, expert-wise he is. And I'll tell you what, talking about strategy, you wonder what the strategy is behind the primetime presidential speech, if you will, about what the strategy is going to be on this ISIS campaign, who's going to be involved. And supposedly we're going to hear a lot of nuggets with this one, which is something very new, because usually we get the broad strokes and we don't get any of the specifics, so we'll have to wait and see. What do you make of that, Andrew, that the Prez has decided he's going primetime, and he told the leaders, the Republican leaders and the Democratic leaders, that he didn't need their votes. He invited John Boehner and Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid to the White House and said, I don't need you, just so you know, and then we're moving forward. What do you think?
Well, is this anything new?
No.
Well, at least finally he's taking some action, and again, I think he's come into this very reluctantly. This is not really this is his first choice to take this action, but he's realized that, and I'm sure this has partly come from some of our allies, that we have to form this coalition, but I don't think he really took the lead on this. And they, like I said, he's prepared to use military airstrikes.
And he's now finally realized that the Islamic State is dangerous. And but I am quite flabbergasted when I was reading this evening, seeing things coming across the wire that he doesn't believe he needs formal congressional approval to take that action. Interesting. I mean, he believes he's the authority. He believes he has authority to do a lot of things without congressional approval. I think this is just this is not untypical of his modus operandi.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I think is even scarier about this, and I talked to the former congressman from Ohio about this, Bob Ney, earlier, but I think what is very shocking is the part where there's been these rumors that supposedly one of the things that we're going to hear, or one of the things that's going to happen, is we're going to deal with Syrian rebels. And, of course, the problem with that is, are you going to give money, equipment, and everything else to Syrian rebels? How do you pick out the ones that are good versus the ones that are going to run to ISIS with all the stuff that we give them? I mean, how do you do that?
I think the wrong side. There's going to be, I think, the backlash against ISIS. You're already starting to see some rumors again. Not everybody in the Arab world wants to see this superpower come into being based on, you know, the way they operate. So you're already seeing, you know, the Kurds up in the northeast and Turks, they're fighting ISIS on that front. I would rather back them before really being very – I don't think you really have a lot of – knowledge with Syria. I mean, he's fighting the Syrians, on the other hand, and of course, you know, we drew a red line with Syria once before when it came to using chemical weapons and so forth. So, you know, again, I agree with you, Kate. I think we have to be very careful on the Syrian front who we back. I think we would do better to back, like I said, use selective airstrikes. Back the Kurds and back whoever else that we have some tolerance towards who was prepared to fight ISIS. I think we're going to see some new players emerge that are going, there's going to be a backlash against ISIS in the Arab world.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. There's no question about that. And hey, one thing that had to happen, I think Saudi Arabia had no choice. I think Saudi Arabia absolutely has to be involved in a sense because they're stuck with this now. There's the backlash to Muslims in general because of now what has happened with ISIS. I mean, it's crazy, Andrew, here on America Tonight. You have a lot of people upset and saying, you know, this is, look at the Quran, this is what this is about. And the problem is that you're going into those gray areas, and I think the Arab nations, of course, they're very, very concerned as to what the spill out will be toward them.
Yeah. And there is one thing we have to also remember that, what an Arab nation says is different to what some of the people are doing in those countries.
Yeah.
A lot of the money for ISIS actually came, ironically, you know, out of Turkey, out of Saudi Arabia, and out of Kuwait, of all places. Those were the three top areas. But it's not coming from the nations. It's coming from individuals, wealthy individuals in those countries. So, again, we have to be careful in dealing with some of these countries, but the nations are probably saying different things to some of their people. So, I agree with you there, and I don't think Saudi has any choice because, you know, at the end of the day, some of their interests are aligned with the U.S.'s, and they don't want to make an enemy of the United States is probably a better way. So I think that's their strategy, not to make an enemy of the United States by backing ISIS publicly. They have to come out, you know, at some degree against them. And I think, again, their whole regime could be in danger because, you know, having a caliphate, you know, an Arab caliphate, this would, you know, you do away with all the separate nations. That is the ISIS plan. For those listeners who perhaps don't totally understand what the end goal is for ISIS, it is to set up a transcendental state, Arab state that transcends all the nations. So you do away with all the borders.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So moving from that back to the U.S. and Congress, the House voted to condemn the administration over the Bo Bergdahl Taliban prisoner swap. Remember the five prisoners from Guantanamo? And what's interesting is 22 Democrats voted for the resolution. Now, some of this is politics because a lot of the 22 Democrats, the defectors, were basically those that are endangered because they're incumbents who could lose their jobs because we have the midterm elections coming up. But isn't that interesting? Because there was so much, I think, blowback to what happened at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, to not involve Congress, to just go ahead, make the swap. Nobody knew about it. And that outrage really hasn't calmed down, election year or not, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, from the Democrat, those 22 Democrats who broke ranks, their strategy was to preserve their position. And at this point, you know, and there was another poll that came out published by the Washington Post showing, again, even more erosion for the president when it comes to dissatisfaction with the president and his policies. A very detailed survey that they conducted. They broke it down as, gosh, 30 or 40 questions in the survey. So they know that most people are pretty unhappy with Obama. They know that those Democrats can break ranks without any, if anything, they're going to actually gain strategically, potentially, in the election. But I don't think it's going to be necessarily enough. I think some of those are definitely are still going to be in danger. But so I was not surprised by this. They're just siding with what's popular right now, and the country is outraged by this, by the Taliban prisoner swap. So they were smart to do that. But I think some people will see right through that.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, one last thing, too. You know, James Carville, if you certainly remember him, he was pulling the strings in the Clinton White House. He orchestrated a lot of what happened there, helped get Clinton elected, etc. And it's always interesting, by the way, to see he and his wife go at it. It cracks me up. I think they're a great duo. I think they're just a great duo on the two. But it shows you how really somebody who's right of right and somebody who's left of left, you can still get along. You can, in fact, be married.
That's amazing.
Yes, you can be married and you can have children. And somehow it all works out, folks. Somehow we can figure out a way to do it for so many who feel like they can't. Because now it's like sports teams. It's crazy. Like you're just rabid about, you know, whatever the thing is. So here's what James Carville said. He said, the Republicans' Benghazi meter doesn't read victory. He's saying that his opinion is, if you just keep pummeling the Benghazi thing, in the end, that's going to hurt the Republicans who are running for, especially who are running for president, versus, let's say, Hillary Clinton gets up there. So do you think that's maybe, and we're a little bit away from that, but do you think it's something that should just sort of be a subheading for the Republicans and not something they push too much in trying to get whoever it is elected?
Yeah, I think, and I have a lot of actual respect for James Carville as a strategist. I don't always agree with what he says, but he is a brilliant strategist. And, I also read that article. It was, I think, on the Hill, an opinion column, but he wrote that column a year ago predicting, it was talking about this, and now he's revisiting this, and it's, I think he's got a point, but I think part of it, I think in one sense it's too early to tell, because I think we've had a lot of, you know, committees, public hearings, dozens of interviews. I think it's part of an overall, I think what they need to do is just, this is not the wall, okay? This is one brick in the wall of the, of our inability to take leadership when it comes to foreign policy. It's one more brick that I think they just need to use it as an example, but not lead with it. You need to look at it as part of, a whole systematic failure of the Democratic administration in a number of areas. So I don't think it's any one thing. I think if I was a Republican strategist at this point, I would just simply list out all the different things, one after the other, okay? Any one of those is a serious issue for this country, but the accumulation of them has been a disaster. I think that's the way to present it. It needs to be in the context of several other policy failures.
Yeah, absolutely.
Failures, I should say.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. All right, Peel Back the Onion with Andrew Saba. We'll do it again next week. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you, Felix.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I like to see you right across the floor. I like to do the things to your collarbone bone. I like to reggae, but you dance bad for me.
Once again, we're in familiar territory. It flies by. Around in the last couple of turns here on this Hour of America tonight. Big buzz over Ray Rice's elevator punch video. And when the NFL bosses actually saw it, meaning Roger Goodell, the commissioner, the surveillance video that you might have seen, because boy, it's been played everywhere, and I mean everywhere, showing Ray Rice smashing his then fiance, slugging her in the face in the Atlantic City hotel elevator, has now turned that two-game suspension, if you hadn't heard, into a possible career ender, most likely. But the biggest thing that people are questioning, because we had seen footage and you assumed it was bad already, is why did the commissioner seem so blindsided by this slice of video? I mean, he was already ripped for this suspension being too light. Now, he says he never saw that punch until TMZ released the video, and the people in his office said, oh, you've got to see this video from the Revel Hotel and Casino elevator. And this is crazy. So it's been a full day of replaying the video all over the place. that knocked Jhené Palmer unconscious. And then really the craziest thing is when he pulled her body as well out of the elevator and seemed so careless, callous, whatever. Just boom, there it is. Doesn't pull her skirt down anything. She's like, poof, here she is. And then somebody's walking over to it. So we all know the video. We all know it's terrible. We thought it was terrible before. But the shocking thing is that they had no idea that this existed, supposedly. And it certainly went well beyond the two games he got. And now this six-game suspension that he put on the books in response to all the criticism that the NFL got for Ray Rice. So you wonder if he's on shaky ground because of that, because there's going to be a lot of complaints over the Ray Rice situation, calls for him to resign, or does this storm blow over eventually? Could blow over. Speaking of the NFL, we do have our Nail the Score game coming up on our next show. It's in the second hour at the tail end of the second hour. A lot of you have been sending me notes about that, asking when is it, and it's going to be that time every single week throughout the NFL season because we have Thursday games in the NFL, so it's the perfect time for it. So it's just one segment. That way people who complain about it, you don't have to worry. It's one segment. And people who love it and can't wait for it to be back, and it officially rolled back last week, it's your chance to win fabulous prizes from America Tonight. Whatever the game of the week is, you just have to call in, say who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be, and that's it. And then you're in. If that score is the score, then you are the winner. And we've had a couple of winners on the show. It's been a while, but we've absolutely had a couple of winners since we first started to do the game. And you could be the next one. Let's put it that way. Well, here's some good news. I put this on a little note to myself today. I said, what good news is going on that we can mention when we're coming out of one of our last turns? You want to hear some good news? Okay, here's some good news for you. I think this is pretty good news. I think it's good news that in Ferguson, Missouri, they've decided in response to everything that's happened, they're going to have a review board to look at things that are happening in Ferguson. So they're not taking lightly some of the criticism they received for the demographics of their police department or what was happening in the city, that feeling that this is a way to move forward. We're going to do this anyway. We're going to do that. And it's a perfect time to launch it because the protests are back on again, little protests. That was the first thing the city council noticed since the Brown shooting. This is the first one that's come back to them. The protests, and it was a light protest, were at the meeting after the shooting. Remember, this was back on August 9th, after the shooting of Michael Brown. So there were a couple of demonstrators that stood up, and they shouted and yelled some things and said, shut it down, and they were raising their hands in the air and all that stuff, which is what the thing is about raising their arms in the air. So to try to partially get credibility back and to accommodate all the complaints, I like the idea that they formed this review board because it's a small city, 21,000 people. It's 70% black. That's the makeup, 53 police department members, and they've got just three black officers. But the department says, and it's an easy thing to check on, that they've tried, that people haven't passed exams and, you know, whatnot. So maybe things will turn around. It's interesting, too, because looking at their budget, court fines and fees and all that kind of stuff, $2.6 million. That's like one-fifth of their city budget. I go back to the size of the town and just how tiny it is, and you kind of forget that because of the focus. It seemed larger than life when everybody was watching what was happening in Ferguson, but it is a very small, in fact, a very small, what I call a little nook and cranny. And it's very close to St. Louis. It's really a suburb of St. Louis. So they hold the first meeting since Michael Brown. There were some protests there, but the idea of forming the review board, I think, is a good one, and perhaps this starts to quell some of the major problems that have happened as a result of that shooting and some things that have happened in the past. And what is the scoop with Dick Cheney? There's been a Dick Cheney sighting other than on Fox News. Yep, the Republicans are turning to Dick Cheney for some strategy on midterms, and Cheney ripped the president's foreign policy, saying that as he's laying out a strategy to counter the ISIS terror threat, that he hasn't handled it well from the beginning. So Cheney huddled with Republicans and said to get a more muscular national defense. It was a closed-door meeting at the Capitol Hill Club. They called it a pre-midterm election pep talk. And he was boosting enthusiasm among sort of the rank-and-file members, I suppose, but also told House Republicans that the party needs to rebuild the military and focus the public message on the importance of a strong national security policy. The former vice president really didn't weigh in on the issue of whether the Prez needs any approval from Congress to continue or expand military action against ISIS, but that he was there for other purposes. So you think of Cheney, now he's done a bunch of public appearances, and he has definitely attacked Obama on foreign policy and defended, frankly, the Bush administration's actions in Iraq. I mean, part of this is about that, and he's jumped out in front of it rather than, you know, waiting for it to come to him. But it's when you think back of the Cheney era and you think to this is who you're bringing in to rally the troops, boy, it's interesting. Marsha Blackburn, a Republican from Tennessee, said Cheney's advice about the November elections was keep the eye on the safety and security of the country, period. Focus on that. And that will help in the reelection bid. The Senate could really flip. The Senate could flip the way of the Republicans, depending on a few races. Otherwise, the Senate most likely then stays Democrat. And the House Republicans, they have such a lead there, I can't imagine any leapfrog. That certainly not enough are in danger for that to happen anyway. Which is a good thing. It might just be split. Or if the Republicans snag those 6 or 7 seats, and we're 8 weeks away, folks, from the midterm elections, then you'd have a Republican-controlled House and Senate. Boy, can you imagine? Any thoughts on the show? You know what to do. It's very easy. Go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, my ode to James Gandolfini. You are in.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer. at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.